But you need to be safe and vigilant as you are operating your motor vehicle. And if you've had too much to drink, call somebody for a ride.
In other news, the Douglas County Sheriff's Office have identified a body found in the Kansas River last week as missing 57-year-old woman Melinda Sue McCluskey. They originally recovered the body on December 21st at 1:15 p.m. after a person reported seeing a body about 300 yards east of the Bowersock Dam. McCluskey was reported as missing by her family members on December 3rd. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
A message from Cover Kansas. Medicaid renewals have been on pause since 2020 and will resume in 2023. If your address with CanCare is not up to date, you might not get a renewal letter in the mail and could lose Medicaid or CHIP coverage this year. Go to cancare.ks.gov and click the red chat icon to update or verify your contact information today. That's cancare.ks.gov. Sponsored by Community Care Network of Kansas and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Jenna Krob and her family live in Southwest Augusta and have yet to receive an answer from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment or the Kansas Corporation Commission as to why there is crude oil mixed into their water supply. She spoke with 12 News.
The permanent answer needs to be real water. When it's been tested positive that there is crude oil in there, I'm just surprised that there hasn't been more action.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has pointed the finger towards the Kansas Corporation Commission, and Jenna Krob is not a fan.
The KCC is telling me to live out of a eventual holding tank, and it would still not be 100%. That we wouldn't get contamination again. That's not the answer.
The real solution would be rural water, but with the permanent fix costing $3.5 million, no one wants to pay for it.
KCC doesn't have the money. KDHE, the Rural Water Company, doesn't have the money. I need to talk to somebody in legislation and talk with the governor or whoever I need to talk to.
Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Hastings Fire and Rescue is receiving new equipment and are able to put it to use this month. Fire Chief Brad Starling spoke with KSMB Local 4 about the process of getting this new equipment.
The packs were getting old, and we knew that it was time to replace them. And so we formed a committee together and had some individuals step up and began the process of identifying the brand and style of packs that we want to go with, and getting costs for those.
In other news, Governor Jim Billings' executive order to end remote work is being put on pause as the Nebraska Commission of Industrial Relations granted a motion for temporary relief for the union that represents more than 8,000 state employees. The Nebraska Association of Public Employees filed a petition to the CIR alleging that the state of Nebraska violated the State Employees Collective Bargaining Act by refusing to negotiate an executive order which would end remote work for state employees beginning on the 2nd of January. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
The one you have been waiting for. Our year-end sale starts right now at Rusty Eck Ford. Just say yes. Choose from our huge inventory of over 400 pre-owned vehicles, many priced $20,000 or less. Just say yes. Zero Down delivers. Choose up to 40 vehicles with monthly payments of $339 per month with no money down. Over 400 used vehicles to choose. Yes. Zero Down delivers. Yes. Payments as low as $339 per month. Yes! Hurry into Rusty Egg Ford for our year-end sales event and just say yes to a new pre-owned vehicle at Rusty Egg Ford and RustyEggFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees, 2019 Fusion P1888, sale price $19,655, 72 months at 6.75% APR, $0 down with approved credit subject to prior sale offers, cannot be expires 1-2-2024.
Often when it comes to goal setting, Kansas State University Family Resource Management Specialist Elizabeth Kish says we think it's all or nothing. We think I have to do this or I have to be focused. However, that's not necessarily the best or most successful way to achieve what goals you have. Instead, Kish says to take the long view on setting goals.
If you take a little bit of a longer view, incremental or step by step, you can get a lot done. And if we think about it, we all have, I think it's 168 hours in a week. And how much of that do we actually use to achieve our goals, whatever they are, personal, financial, health goals? And some things really do just take an hour a week, but you can make a big amount of progress on a project for an hour or two a week on a regular basis.
Kish says goals should be realistic. In other words, are they attainable? She also cautions against going overboard trying to accomplish your goals. Instead, she recommends taking a kinder, gentler approach.
For example, I'm a big reader, and I feel like sometimes I don't read as much as I would like to. And so I read somewhere that if you just develop a habit of reading like 7 minutes a day, over time, you're going to finish books. And you might then extend it if you have more time, but just that 7 minutes a day can really make a big difference. It's same with fitness goals. We usually talk about 15 to 20 minutes as a sort of minimum entry point. And if that was all you did was walk 20 minutes a day at a pretty brisk pace, I think you would be heart health-wise in pretty good shape.
It's common to set some type of goal at the beginning of a new year only to see the commitment last a few weeks. Developing a routine can help keep you on track. However, if for some reason you don't reach your intended outcome, Kish says that's okay.
You don't beat yourself up. You just say, okay, well, I haven't walked for 2 weeks, but I'm going to start. Or maybe, you know, I spent a little bit more than I intended to. I went out more than I had planned for. So I'm going to cut back a little bit for the next couple of weeks and just balance, you know. But again, it's about your time horizon, we call it, like how far you look ahead. Some of us, we might have a weekly time horizon, a monthly time horizon, a seasonal time horizon, and then a year, you know, or 5 years.
When it comes to goals, the general recommendation is to write them down, share them with others, and review them periodically. But don't obsess over them. As we age, our goals are most likely going to change. For example, saving for retirement may not be a high priority goal in our 20s, but it will be by the time we are in our 40s or 50s. Kish says one issue many of us deal with is the fear that we'll outlive our money.
But also just what are you going to do? How are you going to stay active? How are you going to stay interested and curious and all of those things? And I think that all has to do with family resource management. How will you live? Where will you live? You know, what do you need? What sort of supports might you need? And just to start thinking about those things, because it comes faster than we realize.
When thinking about well-being over a lifespan, Kish says the goal is to achieve balance. Kish says a wellness wheel, which illustrates a wellness model with 8 dimensions, social, physical, emotional, occupational, spiritual, intellectual, environmental, and financial, provides a sense of balance between your body, spirit, and mind.
And the spokes of the wheel are the different dimensions of wellness. And then if you draw a circle and draw those spokes and label it, and then you put like an X or whatever where you are on the spoke, if you're pretty round, you can think of that as balanced. Even if you're narrow, you might be balanced but have less well-being. Or if you're further out on some but narrow and others, then it's like you have a flat tire. And so you've got some areas that you might work on. This is, again, a place for thinking about longer term or, you know, what are the small, relatively easy changes or behaviors that you could start or stop that will make a big difference in your life. And that's where, you know, you probably want to put your energy, is the higher payoff, but the less effort.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny skies today with our highs in the lower to upper 30s. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 20s. More sunshine throughout Tuesday, a bit warmer with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Then mostly cloudy skies Tuesday night with our lows in the upper teens and mid 20s. Still more sunshine into Wednesday with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. And partly cloudy skies Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to upper teens. Staying a bit cooler on Thursday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 30s, and a slight chance for some rain and snow showers throughout Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Scattered rain and snow showers may continue into Friday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 30s. Then more rain and snow may be possible throughout Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper teens and mid 20s. Staying cloudy throughout the day on Saturday with our highs in the lower to upper 30s, and mostly cloudy skies over Saturday night with our lows in the mid teens and mid 20s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early January, 40, record high on this date, 66, the average low, 20, and the record low, 8 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:47, sunset this evening at 5:14.
Reflections in downtown Marysville thanks all for a wonderful year and looks forward to what the new year has to bring. With the largest assortment of Hallmark ornaments, greeting and holiday cards, KU and K-State gear, and other trinkets to fill the house. Reflections in Marysville, as always,
so much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
From Sharon and the staff at Reflections Hallmark, have a happy new year.
Everyone's wanting to reduce, reuse, and recycle. How about reducing the amount of money leaving your bank account every month? With income-based living and reduced cable bill costs for everyone, Waterville Housing Authority is your housing partner. Enjoy maintenance-free and comfortable living in one- or two-bedroom apartments. Check out their Facebook page or call 785-363-2239. That's 785-363-2239.
The Jayhawks, the Runnin' Rebels. It's the Guaranteed Rate Bowl, live from Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona.
Bean claps his hands from the gun, fakes a handoff to high shot, wide open. He's got a man. It's Luke Grimm. Touchdown, Kansas. Home run ball over the top. Grimm's got it at the 25-yard line. It's a home run hit at Chase Field.
Ayava wrestled and throws low. Is it picked off? Yes. Intercepted. Craig Young's got it. Here goes LJ down the left sideline, cuts it back at the 25-20. He's gonna go. Lawrence Arnold to the end zone.
The final 3 seconds drip off the clock, and you can rock. Chalk it up. There's the Jayhawks win. The first bowl victory in 15 years for the Kansas Jayhawks.
The Kansas Jayhawks, the 2023 Guaranteed Rate Bowl champions.
You, the Jayhawk listeners all across Jayhawk Nation, deserve this. Deserve this.
The Wildcats, the Wolf Pack. It's the Pop-Tarts Bowl, live from Camping World Stadium in Orlando, Florida.
There's the snap to him. He retreats, throws it over the middle, wide open. It's Giddens. He's at the 15-10-5. Painter, Wildcat touchdown. Good snap from Plattner, and K-State will fake it and run. Bloomer to the 40, to the 45, to midfield, to the 45, to the 42. Oh, my, what a play by the Wildcats. Fakes to throw, runs to the 10, to the 5, to the goal line, to the touchdown mark. Touchdown, Wildcats. There's the snap, and Armstrong to throw. Hammered. He is hit and dropped by B.J. Payne. Back to throw, Armstrong into the middle. That throw is intercepted. It's picked off by Jacob Parrish. And the Wildcats have knocked off NC State, our final, 28-19.
The Kansas State Wildcats, the 2023 Pop-Tarts Bowl champions.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY. Stay up to date with the high school girls and boys basketball programs as we interview the coaches each week. Our Coach's Corner follows evening sports at around 5:20. And we highlight Southern and Diller Odell on Mondays, Centralia and Axtell on Tuesdays, Lynn and Hanover on Wednesdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, with Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner on KNDY airs each evening around 5:20.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
Bite Me is barbecue and more. They can offer almost any menu item you might prefer, with full-service catering, drop-off, or pickup available. No crowds too large or small, from family, business, or social events, including weddings. Let them help you make your occasion or event perfect.
It is good!
For catering options, contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville and get your date booked today.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
K-State makes a gluten breakthrough. Good Monday and Happy New Year's. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Kansas State University researchers report a breakthrough in developing wheat-based foods that contain lower amounts of gluten. It's a discovery that could lessen the adverse effects of celiac and other autoimmune diseases. Scientists from K-State, the Agricultural Research Service, and in partnership with Kansas Wheat, successfully used the gene editing technique called CRISPR to reduce the presence of two types of gluten-coding genes. Gluten is a protein found in wheat, barley, and rye. When people with celiac disease eat gluten, their body mounts an immune response that attacks the small intestine and small finger-like projections that help the body absorb nutrients. Researchers admitted they were surprised that once the genes got edited, it reduced the immunotoxicity. However, gluten won't be completely removed from wheat, as it's important for bread making. While the reduced gluten level achieved so far won't make wheat safe for use, it's an important step forward. Next, we spoke with Gary Crawford from the USDA as he gave us early speculation on the 2024 spring planting.
Yes, I know we are just starting the winter, but almost everybody in agriculture is already trying to figure out what farmers are going to plant this spring. In 2023, corn growers boosted acreage from the year before by 6.3 million acres to a very high 94 million. Soybean growers cut back on plantings by just under 4 million. USDA's chief economist Seth Meyer says that will bring on a buildup of corn stocks in 2024 and a drawdown in soybean stocks.
So when one looks out into the future for next year and one looks at, say, next harvest times soybean to corn price ratio, it's strongly, at this point, strongly favoring that we'll get a rebound in bean acres and maybe we'll pull down some of that very high level of corn acres. That's what we see at the moment.
But as we found out in 23, anything could happen between now and putting those seeds in the ground. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news through the Mid-America Ag Network.
If agriculture is your background, then we want to talk to you. Right now, Stackline Communications is looking for a new member of our Ag Network sales team. In this fun and rewarding career, you'll spend your time working with businesses in the ag industry, helping them reach new customers. Send your resume to ddowns@manradio.com. That's ddowns@manradio.com. Why not spend your days doing something you love? Contact us today. Stackline Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance plans. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Goodwill, it's Burwell.
Midwest Land and Home will hold a land auction Friday, January 12th, 10 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center. Up for auction will be 320 acres of quality Marshall County land sold in two tracts. Both tracts are prime cropland known for production year in and year out with exceptional recreational opportunities and a small portion of CRP. Tracts are located 2 miles north of Beatty on Granite Road. Excellent opportunity for the avid hunter as the area is known for producing trophy white-tailed deer and other wildlife. All Midwest Land and Home auctions offer a state-of-the-art online bidding platform. Online bids open Friday, December 29th, and deadline to register to be an online bidder is 12 p.m. Wednesday, January 10th. For information or to view this exceptional property, go to MidwestLandAndHome.com or contact listing broker Jeff Denkenbring at 785-562-8386. When you want the best, trust Midwest.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Recent events and decisions internationally have or likely will impact the grain market. The senior economist at the IGP Institute at K-State, Guy Allen, discusses how Argentina's government has changed and how the drought has impacted the Panama Canal. He explains how Argentina may influence the market.
Talk a bit about the foreign exchange, which that sort of drives all commodities, particularly export demand. We've seen the U.S. dollar come off about 5 points in the last couple weeks, last 10 days. That's on the back of the Fed sort of indicating they're not going to raise interest rates in the near future. But just this week, we saw Argentina move their exchange rate from 400 pesos to the U.S. dollar to 800 as the new president, Milei, took office. He's also making significant structural changes in the government. I think he's only appointed 9 ministers out of 18, so a significant cut in the government overhead. There's discussion that they're going to remove the export tax. And we'll see how successful he is in making those changes. But a lot happening there in Argentina nearby as we see that change in government that's going to have a significant impact on trade flows and prices.
Allen says why transporting goods in the Panama Canal has increased in price.
It's been a bit dry down there, and the big lake, which sort of feeds their that water system where they lock it through the isthmus down there, is low. So they've restricted drafts. A month or so ago, they started restricting the number that transit the canal. That's raised prices. And last month, they've put in slots. So now you have to go out and book and buy in a slot, and they're declining. And there's actually a secondary market that's evolved from that. So that's significantly increasing the price of any goods or commodities that have to transit that canal.
The United States is able to avoid some of the price increase from the Panama Canal, and he explains how.
It hasn't had a major impact. It sort of changes the flow, but here domestically, grain commodity either moves off the West Coast, off the PNW, or it moves out of the U.S. Gulf. And we can change that flow very easily by what's been happening. The basis values at the Gulf have got fairly cheap relative to the PNW. So we're seeing, rather than have to transit the canal, we just move our export flows from the western states to the PNW rather than to the center Gulf. So it's having an impact, but not as much as you might see. But it is quite bullish, western basis values versus eastern Corn Belt basis values.
That was K-State's IGP Institute senior economist Guy Allen on a few international actions that are taking place that are or could be influencing the grain market. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales says thank you for your patronage in 2023, and they look forward to serving you in the new year ahead. There will be no sale Monday as they are closed for New Year's, resuming Monday cattle and hay sales on Monday, January 8th. Call for early consignment listings. Find their website at Beatrice77.com for early consignments and sale information. Again, no sale Monday, January 1st, resuming Monday cattle and hay sales, January 8th.
You've heard the saying, it's not the years in your life, but the life in your years.
Are you tired of looking at your old grimy and mildewy bathtub, looking to replace it with a beautiful walk-in shower, but cash is tight? For as little as $89 a month, no payments for 12 months for consumers who qualify, remodeling loans can put you into a beautiful new walk-in shower in as little as one day. You can rest easy knowing that Remodeling Loans, a network of certified contractors, screened and handpicked by us, offers premier products, top-rated service, and value, increasing the beauty, safety, and value of your home. A new walk-in shower will also provide you with a germ-free, slip-resistant, safe, and beautiful new bathroom. Call 800-391-8140 and take advantage of our holiday special of free installation. Our agents are standing by, ready to schedule your appointment with our design team at no cost and no obligation to you. All callers will receive a free upgrade of premium colors just for calling today. A beautiful new walk-in shower is now within reach. Call 800-391-8140. That's 800-391-8140. 8140.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, January 1st, the first day of 2024. Patriots Paul Revere and Betsy Ross were both born New Year's babies, and on this day in 1902, the first Rose Bowl football game was played in Pasadena, California. A university in Finland has found that people who are now in their 70s are in much better shape than similar septuagetarians were three decades ago. Memory, verbal fluency, muscle strength, and reaction speed have markedly improved for that age group. Better nutrition and hygiene, improved working conditions, and access to education may account for much of the improvement. And even better news, rather than just increased longevity, vitality and quality of life has been increasing through the midlife years. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can learn more online anytime at almanac.com.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. The college football playoff semifinal game between Michigan and Alabama will be played at the granddaddy of them all, the Rose Bowl. Here's what Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh had to say about the atmosphere.
It was huge. I mean, it's right where we want to be. First of all, that's exactly where we want to be. And our guys deserve to be congratulated for putting themselves in this position, as does Alabama. Two great programs. Facing off in a playoff atmosphere. I mean, it's as good as it gets. We're honored, excited to be here. Who's got it better than us? I mean, that's the thing that comes to mind.
And here's what Nick Saban had to say about the pomp and circumstance of the weekend.
The one thing that's important for everybody is you got to stay committed to what we came here for. Regardless of whether you're a player or a coach or whatever your future might hold for you.
Mid-American Network Sports.
The Foreigner Farewell Tour continues March 1st at Seven Clans First Council Casino Resort. Foreigner says goodbye in a night of hit after hit. Friday, March 1st. Tickets available at 7clans.com. The Casino Players Club. Charged by phone 866-966-1777. Foreigner returns to Newkirk. 7clans First Council Casino Resort. Don't miss it.
When it comes to your 2022 seed decisions, don't step over the line. Buy new, professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and dealers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance membership of 100 companies invest 15% of their sales into product research and development that can take 7 to 16 years, with total costs ranging from $1 million to $140 million for new genetics and or traits. SEPA thanks farmers for buying new seed that not only maximizes yield potential, but also funds the next great seed innovations for U.S. farmers. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
The Kansas City Chiefs say that they're geared up and ready to go for their second-to-last game of the regular season as they're trying to cling on to that first position in the AFC West as they have a kickoff for their second game of the Sunday afternoon against the Cincinnati Bengals. They're at home at Arrowhead Stadium with kickoff at 3:25. And all eyes right now are on quarterback Patrick Mahomes on whether he can rebound from last week's game.
Yes, drop passes are a big part of it, but Mahomes hasn't been sharp either. 5.3 yards per attempt last week, a low 70s rating, TD against a pick, four straight games with a sub-94 rate, four straight games with an INT, has 14 interceptions for the year, most of his career.
That audio from the NFL. The Chiefs are coming off their 20-14 loss against the Las Vegas Raiders. The final game of the season comes up next Sunday on January 7th as they head back on the road to take on the Chargers. The Chiefs currently sit 9-6 for the regular season, just atop the AFC West. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. 37 today, under partly cloudy skies, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies, tonight, lows dip down to about 22. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
The closer you get, the further I fall. Keep falling, oh yeah, yeah, keep falling. Falling, oh yeah, yeah, I'm falling. Yes, I'm falling.
Yes, I'm falling.
closer you get, oh yeah, the further I fall.
Country music that brings you back.
The Black Squirrel City's country station. Classic Country, KNDY.
Beneath its snowy mantle, cold and clean, the unborn grass lies waiting for its coat to turn to green. Snowbird sings the song he always sings, and speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again in spring. When I was young, my heart was young then too. Anything that it would tell me